A museum in Coventry in England is about to unveil a rare find, a sandstone rock with Oum markings dating from 1600 years ago. The stone, thought to have originated in Ireland, was found by geography teacher Graham Senior in his garden. He explained how he made the discovery.
I found the stone whilst I was tidying up my garden in the depths of lockdown in 2020. I was just rummaging around among some rocks and weeds, and I noticed something that didn't look quite right. So took it out of the ground, and we brushed it down with a toothbrush and gave it a bit of a wash under a tap. And we realized that it wasn't just something that an animal had done. I have a friend of a friend who is an archaeologist, and I sent her a picture, and she said you need to get on to the local finds officer. And that just started a whole chain of events which got me in touch with people in universities in Scotland and in the museum in Birmingham. And now it's been donated to the museum in Coventry, where I saw it yesterday in a little Perspex case.
And that was Graham Senior, the man who made the discovery. Teresa Gilmore is an archaeologist and finds liaison officer with Birmingham Museums Trust. She's on the line. Teresa, tell us about this stone and about its inscription.
Hello, good morning. So this stone, it's just about 11 centimetres long. It's made, it's a sandstone type thing, and it's got an inscription down three of the corners. And this is one of the special things about the Oum inscriptions, is they're always featured down the edges. We, thanks to Catherine Forsyth up at Glasgow University, we have been able to translate the inscription, and that is male dumb cow S. Lass. I apologise for my pronunciation, Irish. So we've recognised that the first part is actually someone's name, male dumb cow. The second part in the inscription is less certain at the moment. It might be a location, or it might be an occupation or so on. We still don't know. We're still working on that bit. But it's an absolutely amazing piece, because these finds do not turn up in the Midlands. The bulk of Oum inscriptions are found over in Ireland.
Have you any idea then how this stone ended up in Coventry?
We don't at the moment. I mean, it's probably related to Irish trade and transport in the area, because especially during the 5th and 6th century, you are getting Irish missionaries coming over to help convert the pagan Mercians. So it could be to do with that, or it could be trade, people travelling.
Yeah, weren't you fortunate that it was Graham who found it, somebody who appreciated the significance of what he had come across, because perhaps many of us wouldn't have appreciated it.
Yes, there is that. I mean, I work for the Portable Antiquity Scheme, so we record archaeological finds made by members of the public, and I would encourage anyone, if you dig up something from your back garden, or if you're out search field walking the dog and you find something, if you're not certain what it is, do get in contact with your finds liaison officer. Our contact details are available via finds.org.uk, and we're all friendly and we'll tell you what you found, if it's significant or not.
Mm-hmm. Is there any indication as to whereabouts in Ireland this stone came from?
We don't know at the moment.
Right. Do you think it would be possible to find out?
That's something we'll have to leave for our specialists to look at.
All right. But they're continuing to examine this find, even though it has now gone on public display.
That is one of the wonderful things about it being donated to Coventry Museum, is that it is available for further research by any specialists.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. And I'm sure the relevant authorities here would say exactly the same thing. If you do come across something, and if it looks a little bit unusual, it is worth checking out. That was Teresa Gilmore there. She's an archaeologist and finds liaison officer with Birmingham Museums Trust.